Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. trade deficit increased in December after hitting a four-year low in November. The trade deficit increased to $38.7 billion in December. That's a 12% increase over November. U.S. exports slipped 1.8% to $191.3 billion, while imports were up 0.3% to $230 billion. For all of 2013, the deficit dropped 11.8% to $471.5 billion. That's the lowest level since 2009. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending January the 30th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels wheat this year, 23.5, next year 3.5. Corn this year, 66.9. Soybeans this year, 21.2, and next year 8.1. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales cancellations of 220,000 metric tons of corn to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Bitter cold air is present across a big part of the middle sections of the country this morning, with temperatures plummeting down below zero across a very large portion of the region. We are seeing sub-zero readings occurring down into portions of the central plains, although cloud cover today is protecting crops in the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma, as well as southern Kansas. We do have temperatures that are below zero in northern Kansas, portions of northern Missouri, and into portions of western and central sections of Illinois. We still have some snow falling this morning across some of the easternmost portions of the Midwest, primarily in the Great Lakes region. Yesterday, we did see snow fall across many areas from Illinois to Michigan and Ohio. Moisture content in that snowfall was relatively light, but there were some locations that picked up between a tenth and a quarter of an inch of moisture, and those were the areas with the greatest snow accumulations occurring in Michigan, portions of northern Indiana, northeastern Illinois, and northern and eastern portions of Ohio. Well, today the cold will continue to be the dominating feature across the Midwest. I don't see anybody out there escaping this. Eventually, the cold will overrun even the southeastern corner of the nation. Yesterday afternoon's temperatures were mostly in the positive single digits and teens in the western Corn Belt, and in the eastern areas, 20s and some 30s were common across the area. And temperatures this morning, as we've already noted, are quite chilly, but they will probably be colder as we move forward in time. The forecast is offering a cold high pressure system to prevail across a big part of the middle of the U.S. and, for that matter, North America in general. Cold will extend from portions of Canada all the way down into the heart of the Midwest over the next 24 to 48 hours. A temporary break in the cold will take place, and then another round of it will likely occur as we move into the early to middle part of next week. The coldest air at that time will likely be in the Midwest proper and a portion of the northern plains. We do have other opportunities for precipitation coming up across parts of the region, but no large-scale storm systems like that which just occurred will take place again for a while. The first little disturbance will likely occur as we move from Friday night into Saturday. This will be a light snow event that will come out of South Dakota and work its way eastward across portions of Iowa and southern Minnesota over to Michigan and Ohio. We'll likely see a dusting to 2 inches most common, but there will be some local 3-inch plus amounts in several counties, probably coming out of the southeast corner of South Dakota and reaching over into northern parts of Ohio. We'll expect that system to be followed by another one that will occur early next week. Late Sunday and Monday, snow will come across portions of the southwestern Corn Belt, passing from portions of Nebraska into Missouri, and a reinforcing disturbance will form down in the Delta as we move into the Monday night and Tuesday time period. That system will then move off into the southeastern corner of the country. The bottom line is the second system will not pick on the northern parts of the Midwest, giving Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, and portions of Ohio a break from all the snow that has occurred up to this point in time. We do anticipate cold weather still being a big dominating feature, though, for the region, and we'll expect to see a lot of temperatures dropping below zero over the next several nights. This week's weather will likely represent probably the peak of the coldest period for this winter. We will expect to see a lot of temperatures below zero in the upper parts of the Midwest and through the entire 5 to 6 days coming up. And temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest will occasionally dip down into some single digits and teens, with some negative numbers expected in a few locations scattered across the region from Kansas over to Ohio. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And along with our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain markets, we'll hear Sue Martin's agricultural outlook. Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values in 2014. And we'll get everyone up to speed on the commodity title of the new farm bill. The cost is $30 and includes a continental breakfast, Beef House lunch, and 25th anniversary commemorative hat. Guarantee your spot. Register now at 217-333-7300 with your major credit card and we'll mail your tickets. That's 217-333-7300. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 15,537. It's up 97 points. The NASDAQ at 4,046 is up 35. The S&P 500 is 1763. It's up almost 12 points. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 642 up 3/4. Soft May 588 and a half down 3/4. March corn 445 and a half up 2 1/4. July 455 up 2 3/4. December 458 and 3/4 up 1 3/4. March soybeans 1327 and 3/4 up 11 and a half. July 1290 and a quarter up 9 1/2. November 1117 and a half up 5. March soybean meal 445.80 up 380. March soybean oil 38.62 up 39. February live cattle 139.75 up a nickel. March feeders 166.95 up 2 1/2. February lean hogs 86.57 and a half up 12 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
I don't know if the bulls are firmly in control, but it's been a good week for them.
It has been, and there's kind of an old trader saying that if Monday and Tuesday both are higher in grains, then every day but one will be higher. So it looks to me like we've got another up day going today.
So what do we make of this? And of course, the question everybody is asking is, you know, how high is high? And we are hitting some targets along the way that you had technically spoke of earlier.
Yeah, we've had some upside targets in this 450 area on the nearby March corn and at 460 on Dece. And we hit 460 Dece today. What I've noticed is that we've sparked a little bit of farmer selling because the basis has backed off slightly, and that may be indicative, too, of no barge traffic and some weather issues that are coming up. We need to see the wheat hold together for the corn to continue to work higher. This cancellation by China on an old crop corn sale, I don't think is a big deal, but the market may be a little bit disappointed there.
Well, it looks like we're going to put in a higher week on corn and a higher week on beans, too, and we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, we're especially on this nearby bean market. That's really on fire again, and I think that's indicative of logistics issues in South America that have hampered any kind of quick movement of beans. There's still a lot of export. One thing we didn't mention earlier when we talked about corn, Dave, is that the March oat price went above March corn price.
Oh. And for old-time traders, oats knows, right?
Yeah, oats knows. But